720-934-7740.
Greetings, welcome to the Present Truth, the first day of the week, Monday. And I have quite a bit to bring to the audience today. And here we are in late fall, zero precipitation, western and southwestern Colorado, isn't it a drought? The farmers, ranchers, agriculture are worried about no moisture. And I'm going to go down and make a trip to go down. I'm going to talk to the ranchers and farmers. I'm going to tell them, do you understand weather warfare, 2025, Department of Defense weather warfare, 2025? We're going to get out some logs, build a campfire, get out some stakes, and I'm going to talk to them about weather warfare 2025, DARPA, U.S. military, intelligence agencies, government agencies that control the weather. Whoops, sorry about that. That control the weather internationally. And they're controlling the weather right here in this high mountain called Colorado. Colorado is not going to be immune from the plans of the children of the devil, even though it is a blue state. We're going to be part of a attack by the globalists. We can't stop it. It's in the Bible. It's going to happen. We can prepare for it. Firstly, to have knowledge of the truth, consider it, think about it, analyze it, come to your own conclusion. We can present things to you, can't force you to believe anything. In the last 20 years, more and more truth has been coming out, apart from the mainstream media. In the last 10 years, it's doubled. Last 5 years, quadrupled. In the last, since Donald Trump became president, the country is awake. The world is awake. Maybe the American people aren't awake, but the world is awake to what's really going on. The world, they follow what's happening in the United States because what happens here will affect them, is already affecting them. They're already suffering. Our laws in this country, through the Constitution, protect the nations from, supposed to protect the nations from American military agendas. But I'm sorry to say they don't. Quickly, there was an escape from the COVID camps in Australia. You may have heard a little bit about this. I'm going to present it quickly. It was an escape from a COVID concentration camp in Australia over, about the 3rd of December, 2nd of December. And this is from whatdoesitmean.com, but it's on other websites, other media internationally. Three Aboriginal teenagers, 15 and 16 and 17, placed into the camp, being marked as close contacts of COVID persons. Well, they put him in his camp. Well, guess what happened? These three had enough power and energy to jump a 16-foot fence. Jumped over a 16-foot fence. There was a nationwide manhunt for them. They found him, put him back in the camp. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, you had in the news that there was an advertising campaign to these young kids in high school, of high school age and younger, the children, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, saying that if they get the jab, they will have superhuman powers. So what happened with these three kids? 115, 16, and 117, boom. Right over a 16-foot fence, no problem. What is, did they get the jab? So what is it that's in these jabs, some of them? What is it they're intending to give these children? Well, I will tell you what it is. The MK Ultra programs, I'm going to talk about them, they have been working in the genetics of soldiers to make them super soldiers. It's going to happen. It's in the Bible. There will be super soldiers at the end of the world that will go to Armageddon. They will be super soldiers. They will have extra human strength, extra human ability, extra human intelligence. Just like what they do with the MK Ultra and the Bourne Identity series. Jeremy Renner, that is the important one in the Bourne Identity to watch. The one with Jeremy Renner. They are giving him pills, a green pill, a blue pill. One pill increases his intellect. The other pill increases his ability, muscular, and eventually his muscles. And eventually they both, he can wean off of them. Because it has done the job making him smarter. It has done its job making him physically stronger. This is a DARPA plan. It is not fiction. It is real. Well, also, I have talked in the past about what they have done with the intelligence agencies. You hang on. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to shock you. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez. This is 1360 KHNC AM Radio, the talk radio.
On Tuesday, December 7th, Life Choices is participating in Colorado Gives Day. I know many of you are passionate about life and want to make a difference, but don't know how. Go online to lifechoices.org and click on Colorado Gives to schedule a payment for December 7th or call 303-651-2050. Your giving will save and transform lives. Call 303-651-2050 or go to lifechoices.org and make a difference for life.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
So these young kids, in one bound, according to the article, in one bounce, they jump a 16-foot fence, going back to the born identity, giving you increased physical strength, greater intelligence. Now, DARPA or some of the agencies in the MK projects, programs, not only in America but throughout the world, all governments, you have a form of MK Ultra. They took individuals and they deprived them of sleep. They torture them. They bombard them with white sound. I'm trying to think of the name. White, like static. Like when you, and it used to be, you could turn the TV to a different channel in between channels, and it's just kind of a shh. It's what they call white sound. What this does is it programs your mind to go blank. And then when the mind goes blank, something out there in the rabbit hole will come up and possess you. Do you remember Poltergeist, the little girl? They turn on the white, she's watching television. The television goes blank, and it just static. Shh. And the little girl states, they're back. This is the way, and this is what they have done with Silva mind control programming, with military, Navy, Air Force, Army, with the occult world. They use the metronome, tick, 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 to slow the mind down, to slow the heart down. It's a technique. It's in the Bible. It's called giving power to the latent power of the soul. In the book of Genesis, Adam was a minimum of probably a million times more capable in his soul than any man living today. And the occult world knows that. In the occult world, they try to shut the mind down, keep the mind blank, so that demons can come in. And then they have visions of gods. And there was a guy by the name of George Silva. He used a technique which was called Silva mind control. The government, they call it remote viewing, astral projection, astral travel, soul travel. It's a technique where they tap into the soul of man that God forbids man to tap into, because when you tap into it, it also brings demons with it. Remember the rabbit hole? What they're trying to do at CERN? They collide these atoms, and it opens up the dimension into the invisible world, the world that we can't see, the other dimension where the fallen angels and the demons and the spirits, God's holy angels, also dwell in the other dimension. And for a split second, that window is open. It's like these movies that we see, Stargate, things like that. These are based on true experiments done at CERN and all of these other collider there where they do the testing. What's the word? Facilities. It opens the dimension for a split second, and we can look into that dimension. But on that side, that dimension, 1 second or a split second, our time can be 10 years, their time. And if it's open 10 years in their time, what's going to come through the through that portal into this world and may not have to go back? This is what the people that are in the what's the word? New Age movement. White witches, black witches, New Age movement, mystics, the people into mysticism, in the other religions where they clear the mind to allow things to come in. It's real. So what I'm presenting to you, I'm laying this foundation with the biblical background and the experience I've had in this. I'm very familiar with Silva Mind Control. I understand it. I know it. It's very powerful. It's a technique that the remote viewing, the military uses it. The Russians, the Chinese in Europe. It was used in the Navy, in the Army. It's used in the intelligence agencies. And with these agencies, they have found the way to take a person's mind, and through these techniques, they put demons inside of them. They admit it. They can take a person and put demons in them. Well, let's say that they decide to use a different technique to put demons into people. Let's say that that technique involves the DNA of Nephilim, the creatures that were half angel, half human at the time of Noah. Let's say that they're able to make a few batches of vaccinations that have the properties of the DNA of half human, half angelic creatures called Nephilim. Let's say that they can also use the DNA of Neanderthal man, creatures that were created in the world, that existed before Adam existed. Adam, after he was created after the earth was restored from a catastrophe. But before the earth was destroyed, there was something that existed, human-like, chimpanzee-like, gorilla-like, arms and legs, very intelligent. There was also back before Adam, before the earth was initially destroyed and made void, there was, you could say, some type of civilization that God judged. Well, they have been able to find whatever these creatures were. I read on this program probably 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago about the DNA. They have found the DNA of Neanderthal man in people that have been vaccinated. And also, they have found DNA of some other type of creature. And there was this girl, this woman, back in the 50s, that had cancer. And in the cancer cells, it had immortal cells. The cells were immortal. They wouldn't die. They took those cells. They're all over the world now. They're in cancer labs, research facilities internationally. They took those cells on one of the space shuttle missions, and they tweaked it up in outer space. Because they do things up there like that. They make ball bearings that are perfectly round. They can make ball bearings here on the Earth, but because of gravity, they can have a little flattening effect. So they're not perfect. but up in outer space where there's no gravity, where the pull in the vacuum is exactly precise. They can make a perfect circle, a perfect ball, a perfect ball bearing. They do this evil up there. That's what man does, because man is evil in his heart, has been, always will be. This is why God gave mankind his Bible, to reveal to mankind the evil in man's heart and the evil in mankind in general. If left alone, mankind will destroy himself. And this is what's happening. Now, what if these boys were injected with something, and it happened to be they put in maybe possibly DNA of these Nephilim or Neanderthal? And let's say that they found a way also using these vaccinations to actually allow demons into people. You may think that's far-fetched, but listen to me. In the world in which I travel, people that are demon-possessed have they're very powerful physically. This is why these people that attack police officers, the police officers shoot them, and they say, well, the people were just full of PCP or drugs, which may be the case. But many of these people that are superhuman, that 2, 3, 4 bullets hit them and they're still coming at the police, this is demons. You can't kill demons. When a demon possesses the body, you can injure the body, but the demons still control that body until you completely take out the life, completely destroy the ability for that body to live. This is the world that we are going into. It is a real world. Are they able to put demons in you? Well, intelligence and research has proven in some of these research facilities, they admit they have been able to find the way to put demons inside of people. Demons to control the person. Another thing with demons, people that are demonic. Do you remember seeing The Exorcist? You can look at other films that were made back about that time and presently back in the 70s and 80s about demon possession. The voice changes. The strength that they have is unbelievable. And also they become very intelligent. Extremely bright. Why? Because spirits are intelligent. They are not ignorant. They're intelligent. They're cunning. They are powerful. They can read your mind. They can masquerade as a child and get you to feel sorry for them, but they're playing you. This is why people with multi-personality disorder have the personality of a child, a young person, a scientist, a housewife, if it's a female, or a secretary. They have different personalities. They have ability to persuade. Well, so you have these three boys. Did they happen to have spirits in them, to be able to jump in one single bound like the old Superman, in a single leap, able to bound over tall buildings, faster than a locomotive, faster than a speeding train, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, Superman? Well, this was the intention of mankind. Now we're going to go to some reports when I get back. I have so much here, but what can I do? You can only handle so much. You want the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So this is why I have the program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back. 1360 AM Radio, KHNC, the top, top listening station. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American World Hegemony, New World Order, Agendas of Secret Societies, The Coming World Religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Continue. Every week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Sunday, 9 to 12, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. I talk about deep spiritual insights, the end of the world, prophecy on Sundays, for those that want to know where we are in time. This is out of 2012. This is Scott.net, U.S. Army. Super soldiers, genetically modified humans won't need food, sleep. The next frontier of, and I'm quoting, the next frontier of genetic modification is not centered around a certain fruit or vegetable, but humans, more specifically military personnel. Genetically modified humans is the next venture for biotechnology companies working with the United States military, with the admitted goal of producing a super soldier that does not require food or sleep, excuse me, to perform Olympic-style physical feats. The genetically modified humans or super soldiers will even be able to grow limbs that were destroyed by enemy fire or live off of their fat stores for extreme lengths of time. As of now, DARPA has a functioning ecoskeleton that, or exoskeleton, that enables soldiers to run far faster and handle heavy weights. But this is but a step in the direct of full modification of genetic coding of soldiers. Now we'll go ahead and jump forward 3 years to October 11, 2015. DARPA, Genetically Modified Humans for a Super Soldier Army. This is out of the activistpost.com. Smarter, sharper, more focused, more physically stronger than their enemy counterparts. These soldiers will be capable of telepathy, run faster than Olympic champions, lift record-breaking weights through the development of exoskeletons, regrow limbs lost in combat, possess a super strong immune system, go for days and days without food or sleep. Now, telepathy. This is demonic. This is the way in which demons function. They read minds. In the Christian world, many Christians, pastors, state that Satan cannot read the mind of a person. That the mind is protected. God protects the thoughts of men. They don't know the occult world. Yes, Satan can read your mind. Yes, demons can read your mind. Demons, people who are operating with demonic power, can read your minds. So, you should know the truth. And with telepathy, it is a spiritual condition of powers that the demons have. So in other words, basically DARPA is saying that they're going to be able to do something to the mind of these soldiers so that they have occult telepathic abilities. The type of superhuman characteristics that have been developed or are in the development stages in the soldiers is indicated by funding allocations. For example, DARPA has handed out a $40 million grant to California and University of Pennsylvania universities to develop memory-controlling implants. So they also have technology to do that. Another characteristic is the development of having the soldiers genetically modified to hibernate throughout the winter. Where are they going to get those genes from? Bears? There's a gene in squirrels that produces an enzyme in the pancreas which enables this ability. The gene can be taken from a squirrel and inserted into the soldiers. So, this is the world we're moving into. Now, jumping forward to this year. So that was 2015. Now we'll jump to August 2021. Continuing, this is out of express.co.uk. Revealed U.S. Army plans to create a generation of super soldiers. I tell you, this is in the Bible. At the War of Armageddon, these creatures will be there. I don't like to give out without being able to give a full presentation. I don't like to just give you the verses. I want to you need to come to some of the Sunday to all of my Sunday programs from 9 to 12, because I'm going to be presenting the full story using the Bible to prove that there will be these super soldiers. Yes, they will be human with genetic changes, possibly again the DNA of Nephilim, half angel, half human creatures, and also DNA, most likely, of the Neanderthal man. The United States military working on creating a generation of super soldiers, genetically modified, given technological implants. DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, part of the U.S. Department of Defense, revealed a plethora of plans to create an elite fighting force. It will create software that can be uploaded directly into the brain, giving soldiers heightened senses. We'll be able to cure ailments such as blindness, paralysis, speech disorders, creating an army of Captain Americas. This is the black and the white out of the government research, DARPA's research. They'll create technologies and algorithms which can interpret and generate signals in the brain. A program known as Neural Engineering System Design aims to develop an implantable neural interface able to provide advanced signal resolution. So we'll finish with this in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360am.com for podcasts.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
Right. Now, then also out of this year, out of February, there's a Russian billionaire. His name is Dmitry Iskov, and he stated that we could all be immortal. This is out of Jets, JetSetMagazine.com, out of the 26th of February edition of this year, 2021. So this man, he invests, well, after making more than $1 billion from his media company, New Media Stars, in 2011, he decides to start the 2040 Initiative, an organization that has assembled the best scientists of artificial systems in organs, robotics, and neural interfaces. Itzkov, motivated by fear of death and a fascination of the new ideology where breakthrough technology can improve humanity and their environment. You can't improve humanity. Mankind is fallen. Without God, you don't improve anything. Without God, you only get more evil. Mankind only moves in the direction of evil. So here's what he says. The objective, the goal, to create and realize a new strategy for spiritual enlightenment of humanity. In other words, the enlightenment that comes into the world through God and His Bible and the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for what? He came to die and to destroy sin. He came to bring eternal life to mankind and to pardon man for his sins. Well, they want a new type of spiritual enlightenment based on five principles of high spirituality, culture, excuse me, ethics, science, and technologies. Nothing about the Bible. Dmitry Itzkov states he is 100% confident his project will allow all of us to live forever, or he would never have developed the project. The name of the project, the Avatar Project. Now, there are immortal cells on the earth. I'm trying to remember the woman's name. They found these. She was a black woman in the 50s. I have her name almost here. But she went in to Johns Hopkins. She wasn't far from Johns Hopkins medical facility. They found the cells. They took the cells. They kept the cells. Presently, her family, they are trying to... There's, I think, a lawsuit because this woman was never informed that they were going to use her cells. But for the first time, they found immortal cells. And my question is, I'm trying to figure out where she got these cells from. Did she happen to... Was she part of a Johns Hopkins program? Because remember, the black people back at that time were guinea pigs. Did she go in for some kind of a procedure and they put something in her so she would be the incubator? Or was there some type of spiritual interaction with this woman and fallen angels? That's my question. They've really tried to hide everything that pertained to her life. They talk about when she was found to have these immortal cells, the immortal cells, but they don't talk anything, they don't talk about her previous life. The Avatar Project, going back to the article. Itzkov is in the process of creating a program that maps the brain, transfers it onto a computer, which will be put on a robot body or as a hologram. The plan from the beginning was to have a mind-controlled robot which can send feedback to the user's brain through a brain-computer interface excuse me, by 2020. While there has been progress in brain-machine communication, they seem to be behind schedule. And as far as the public is aware, But the following is a breakdown of the initial plan. Okay, I'll stop right there to present this to you once again, or to present this to you. The coming image of the beast. The coming image that is going to have to be worshipped when Antichrist comes onto the scene. It is going to be an image that will be, it will be, we don't know what, but it will be physical. It will be some type of a tangible image that will be in, placed in the temple in Israel. It will sit in that temple as an abomination because of the demonic, satanic quality of whatever this is. This image. It will be there for 3.5 years during the time that the Christian people call the second half of the tribulation or the great tribulation. It will be tangible. People worldwide will have to worship it. Why? Because Israel is the navel of the world, according to God's eyes. Jerusalem is his city. The temple is where God resides. But Satan will want to put an image in that temple and force mankind to worship that image. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of 5 generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, we're going to finish out with this article. Jet Set Magazine, or jetsetmag.com, 2045, Russian billionaire Dmitry Iskov says we could all be immortal. There are immortal cells known to man. They don't die. You can't kill them. You can't smash them. They just keep living. You can incinerate them. That's about the only way to destroy them. There will be something in the temple in Jerusalem, this image of the beast. It can speak. It has intellect. It will force you to worship that beast. Do you think that maybe Pope Francis, if he's still alive, because he's such a globalist, and the Catholic people, they don't understand who Pope Francis is because they're loyal to the Catholic Church. They don't know the new doctrines of the Catholic Church, the new agendas of the Catholic Church. And do you think that Pope Francis, if he's alive, do you think he may worship that image who will force people to probably be involved in the, I don't know, part of the green movement? Because that is going to be the way, according to Isaiah, where all the people of the world, this is the tool that the people of the world will use to take over the world, the green movement. So now, going back to this article, Avatar A, there's Avatar A, B, C, and D. A is a robotic copy of a human body that will be run by a brain-computer interface. This kind of avatar could be used to work in dangerous locations or even to rescue individuals. They expect to have that between 2015 and 2020. I don't know if they've achieved it. Now between 2020 and 2025, they want to have Avatar B, a human brain from a clinically deceased individual that could be transplanted into an avatar, allowing it to save that person. Okay? Now they want to do an Avatar C between 2030 and 2035, which would be the human personality of a deceased person that could be transferred into the avatar's artificial brain. Then Avatar D by 2045 would be a hologram-like avatar. Could that be the image of the beast? A hologram-like avatar with capabilities exceeding humans, and it will be available. Most scientists, so that's Avatar A, B, C, and D, most scientists believe it is absolutely impossible, at least in this century, to have human brains uploaded into computers. When computational neuroscientist Dr. Grace Lindsay was asked what the main obstacle for this futuristic project was, she explained that there is so much we do not know about the brain because it is a chaotic ball of neurons, glial cells, blood vessels, immune cells, and much more. So this gives you something to think about until tomorrow. I want you to think about it while you're resting tonight, because we'll continue with the present truth tomorrow, 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow. 1360 AM, KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.